20 minutes to 7 o'clock, early on a Tuesday morning, and I'm graced by Privy Makan's presence early in the morning. It's unusual to be in so early, but I think it's a good thing, you know. A lot of cars on the road already this time of day, a lot of people listening, and of course, because this goes up as a podcast later, nothing that you say will be lost. And Privy is, she's caucus leader for the Democratic Alliance in this part of the world and very involved in local politics, and she's ward councillor. Involved in matters generally of service delivery nature, but now there's an issue with the mayor that has really begun to become, let's say a matter of general interest, and you've taken a particular interest in the non-performance, shall we say, in key areas of our new mayor. What's going on?
Good morning, Dave, and good morning to the listeners of 88 FM. Yeah, always good to be back on your show. And you're right, there was so much activity this morning. It's really great to see. Mm. Lots happening in Kwadugusa. And you probably know, and most of the listeners probably know, that we're in the process of the annual draft budget process, which is going to be coming to council for approval next Thursday. And the process that leads up to that actual approval involves quite a lot of public participation. And we've noted, as the Democratic Alliance, and I think a lot of our constituents have noticed, there's been a disconnect in terms of that statutory obligation from the mayor to conduct public participation sessions in line with the approved schedule. But in addition to that, interestingly, quite a lot of the engagements, or some engagements, being cancelled at the 11th hour, which in my view is a slap in the face to the residents of Kwadugusa.
Yeah, I mean, I've experienced that. We've invited His Worship the Mayor to join us on radio to unpack a few details. Firstly, just to welcome him to the area and to meet him and find out who he is, what he's, you know, that was before we discovered that he was, you know, famous for not showing. So we announced with great joy that, you know, we'd be featuring this momentous occasion, and then they got a bee in the bonnet that maybe it would be a hostile welcome. So they decided not to come. Fair enough, but you're a public servant, you know, and a representative of good governance and all things that we are hoping for in the future. It would be a great opportunity that he just blew. But we had members of his direct ward, because he's still ward councillor for
Correct.
The Inkobongo area.
Yes, ward 8.
Ward 8, yes. Who were saying that he didn't pitch for the imbizo around the budget matter in that area without any excuse or notification. They didn't arrive.
Well, Dave, it wasn't a case of not pitching. It was a case of the entire thing was just cancelled.
Yeah, nothing happened.
It was cancelled at the 11th hour, and that is very, very concerning, because, you know, when you roll up to the budget process, I think communities are more willing to take ownership of the budget if they've been adequately consulted. And the way projects are informed and the way budgets are rolled out are a direct result of community participation. And if you don't show, it's basically showing the voters or the residents that, in fact, your vote is actually only useful once every 5 years. So it's a troubling phenomenon. I mean, in Kwadugusa, there were 27 sessions scheduled in terms of the approved schedule. And there were 19 conducted, which means that a significant number of communities were not consulted. And that's why the people of Kwadugusa simply can't take ownership of the new budget, because they were not adequately consulted. So I can understand why the community in Ward 8 are aggrieved.
Yeah, well, they're aggrieved about many, many matters. And if you want to find out, you can pop onto our morning show podcast, and you'll find, in fact, no, it was with Penny Faree, so it'll be
a Thursday podcast.
Thursday podcast. But be that as it may, what is the remedy now for a non-performing or an underperforming mayor of a municipality? Is there a means to address the situation, to either get him to perform or to gracefully bow out?
So, Dave, I think there's multiple mechanisms, but the one thing I want to emphasize is that we as the DA, we are not in the business of conducting a performance review of any of the recycled ANC deployees. That's not what we are here to do. We are here to highlight the failures. We are here to remind the public there's a very big election coming up next year in 2026. And the electorate have an opportunity then to oust underperforming politicians. But in addition to that, in terms of the local government framework, there are mechanisms in place to remove underperforming politicians.
And those mechanisms are what?
Okay, so the one could potentially be a motion of no confidence against a political office bearer. That could be the one mechanism. The other one could be because we are all deployees of political parties, and your political party could remove you. So those are mechanisms.
Okay, have you explored either of them?
Dave, I think it's a little bit premature for me to be speaking about those mechanisms. Again, the mayor is not a deployee of my political party, but I think it's a little bit premature, and I'm hoping that there's going to be a platform to discuss those mechanisms going forward. Obviously, the big thing for us now is to ensure that our communities, and when I say our communities, I mean the people of Kwadugusa, who are not just an optional diary entry for the mayor, for every resident in Kwadugusa to be adequately consulted on the budget process, and I don't mean the residents of wards where we are elected councillors. So that process must unfold, and we are going to be holding the mayor accountable and ensuring that process unfolds. Interestingly, today the mayor is conducting an IDP or budget roadshow in his ward. So it's in three of the wards that were cancelled. So it's Ward 28, Ward 23, and Ward 8, which are clustered. So it's the Kobongo, Shayamoya, and Chakos Kraal area. And I think that also bears testament to the amount of public pressure and the importance of public pressure. Because I know communities have been very, very vocal about it. And so have we as the official opposition. And it shows that, you know, there is an element of holding politicians, elected
indeed,
office bearers.
I mean, there's the NERSA involvement now,
yes,
auditing the electricity debacle, as no doubt you are fully aware. And that's going to be very interesting to determine what they discover and what remedies they suggest. Because I can think of a few, but then, you know, it's very easy to sit on the sidelines and snipe. But there are obviously major logistical issues to take into consideration. Not an easy task, but there's no doubt that there has been a tremendous amount of, shall we say, less than satisfactory service delivery issues, or there have been service delivery issues that seem to have escalated over the past couple of years, in fact, and I'm delighted to see that you at least are taking them seriously.
Dave, I think suddenly there's been almost this erosion of public trust in terms of how local government is functioning, and that's happened systemically over the last few years, and suddenly we are taking it seriously. And I think for me, it's just to remind everyone that I speak to, that this erosion of public trust and this disconnect with local government, it's not permanent. There's a very big opportunity next year in the local government elections to ensure that there is a new, accountable, transparent government that is going to roll out good governance to the people of Kwadugusa.
Well, of course, that is the ultimate test, really, is you get the government you deserve, generally speaking, as a community. And it's incumbent, I think, on all of the members of the community to look deeply at their situation, ward-wise and otherwise, and service delivery being top of the complaints at the moment. If you're not satisfied with what you're getting right now, and definitely the winds of change are going to sweep, and the municipal elections, some have mentioned that could be as late as December next year.
So ordinarily what should happen is, so the last local government election, which took place in 2021, it happened on the 1st of November. So the next local government election needs to happen within 90 days. So within that 5-year cycle, but within 90 days of that 1st of November. So it could potentially even be the end of January 2027, which is highly unlikely. I'm pretty sure that the IEC are rolling out readiness and certainly political parties are getting ready with their campaigns as well.
Wow, it's going to be exciting, I think, and definitely there is going to be change. We're just hoping the change goes in the right direction. There's so many different players now entering the fray, and heaven knows, some of them seem to be worse than the incumbents, and we're hopefully going to, with a sense of maturity, because I believe all South Africans want the same thing. You know, we're looking for a better future, we're looking for a better deal, we're looking for security, we're looking for education, healthcare, all of these essential issues.
The basics.
Yeah. So, Privy Makan, very good of you to pop in and bring to our attention what you are concerned with and what you're doing about the situation, which is bringing awareness, which absolutely imperative, I would imagine, ahead of what is coming, the elections that are rolling in. It, a year and a bit goes very, very quickly in terms of a political life. And I'm sure that you are hoping that the Democratic Alliance is going to come in with a bigger showing than has
absolutely
been in the past.
Dave, I think, if the 2024 national and provincial elections here in Kwadugusa were anything to go by, I think that set quite a trajectory for how the electorate are going to vote. And I think that they are starting to see, and I think the last time I was here, I spoke about the number of councillors the DA has in council. So we only have 3 elected ward councillors, but we have 6 PR councillors who are proportionally represented. And the work that those 6 councillors do in wards where they are not elected, I think that's quite telling. And those results from 2024 are an indication of how the electorate are starting to see who is available and who is standing in the dust with them. Not someone who's going out with a bloated security detail, brandishing luxury items for a ribbon cutting. Dave, that's not the job of a politician. We are not ceremonial politicians.
Well,
we're not.
Ideally, that is the case. But practically, I think... The word politician,
was that a lot?
The word politician is just into the lexicon of swear words, I think, to a large degree across
we'll
the planet.
Keep it tight. Let's keep it tight.
But, I'm sure that you're doing a sterling job to change that perception and more strength to your bone. We look forward to continuing the conversation.
Thank you so much, Dave, and goodbye to the listeners for now.
And if you have just joined us and wondering what we were talking about, it'll be up as a podcast shortly. Councillor Privy Makan, the caucus...
Leader
of the Democratic Alliance,
yes,
in the Greater North Coast area. Lovely to have her on the morning show. And the news is coming.